The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Emerald Coast Coins.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. A little clanking of coins there with a little money from Pink Floyd. Yeah, there it is. That's our sign. Emerald Coast Coins is in the house with Stephanie Dodson. How are you doing, Stephanie?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. So you are in the world of coins. Yes. Tell me everything. What is happening in the market? All that good stuff.
Everything's so great right now.
I mean,
we're always busy, I feel like, which is okay.
Mm-hmm.
I
drove by the other day, and there must have been 6 or 7 cars in your parking lot.
Gosh, it's been insane. Because gold prices keep fluctuating, and if they fluctuate up or down just a little bit, everybody's like, it's time to go in. Even silver prices, like just a week ago, well, I was out of town, I was in Disney, but just a week ago, like gold was in just right around $2,900 an ounce, and now it's up to like $2,967 today.
So, wow.
And that's a decent little jump.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and silver's like at $33.50. It's crazy from where it was like just, you know, even a couple of days ago. And it fluctuates daily. And people always, you know, they'll say like, well, how do you get your information or where you get that from? I use the app on my phone called Kitco, KITCO.com. Mm-hmm. So that's where I get my live up to the minute prices for gold and silver when I'm not at work. That's probably one of the best apps that
it's called Kitco.
Yep, KITCO.
Okay, that's good to know because you were saying, we were talking a little bit beforehand, looking things up on Google is not what you recommend.
I do not recommend that. So like even if you, or AI, we talked about that too, like if you ask for like prices, it's just going to pull something basically out of the air,
mm-hmm,
to be nice. And, you know, and it's just going to give you kind of like the first biggest answers that seem to come up that it thinks is correct.
Mm-hmm.
Computers don't know everything. AI does not know everything.
Yeah, that was the thing. When AI first started, I assumed that it was going to be either fact-checked or factual, that it would be even more efficient in that area.
Right.
And have since learned it basically just picks up whatever data's out there,
yep,
puts it together. It's not necessarily a fact.
Exactly. So like even when you're on your Google or Bing or whatever and you're searching stuff, it's still like the AI that they put up there to begin with nowadays is still just going to pull whatever information people clicked on the most.
Mm-hmm.
And they're
going
to be like, yep, this is what we found for you. No. You know, you still got to trust, you know, human contact and human people and people who've been studying this for years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're going to know more still than a computer.
Well, you're such an expert and perfect for the Pensacola expert panel.
I try.
850-437-1620. If you have any questions about the market, about collecting and coins, and we've covered so many different topics when you're here.
Yes.
But what would you say right now is something that you're noticing when you say that the gold prices are up? What does that mean? How does that affect people that are currently in the market along with you?
So what it means for us is we are buying a lot right now, for sure.
Okay.
But we're still selling a good amount too, which is great. Like I've always told people, and a lot of my customers do this, they buy across the board. They don't care what the prices are. They're going to buy regardless because, mm-hmm, in the end, they're going to hedge out all their other prices they pay when they pay $200 for gold. And now they're going to pay a little over $3,000 for gold, depending on what they get. You know, mm-hmm, it's just going to even out in the long run.
And for someone that doesn't know, what are you talking about when you say for gold?
For gold. So when I say for gold,
bars or
coins, not the collectible stuff. The collectible stuff, which they do have, gold collectible coins, will still have a different price. But
mm-hmm,
but those are even affected by the prices of gold and silver.
So that makes sense.
Yes, obviously.
That makes perfect sense.
So, so when, you know, we're buying or selling the gold coins, and then jewelry too is another thing. We buy the unwanted, broken jewelry or whatever, as long as you get there before 4.
right.
At 4 o'clock, I cut it off. But, you know, that stuff even has taken like leaps and bounds. I remember I had a person, when we had our shop out in Milton, and they had this 18 karat gold bracelet, and gold was maybe at like $1,700 an ounce at the time. Mm-hmm. And she was like, well, I want to get this price for it. And I can't remember the price. And I'm like, well, it's going to have to hit, you know, closer to, you know, $3,000. Like, we're literally almost there. It's been a few years.
Wow.
But
wow,
she could get the price she was looking for.
Yeah, so if you're listening, come on back. Wow. That's really
It was a heavy little bracelet. But yeah, it's just, you know, and the price, the $60 hike will make a bigger difference than like a $10 hike.
Mm-hmm, of course.
For the gold. But for silver, like every dollar, like every, even 50 cents, that changes things so drastically, I feel for a lot of stuff.
I was talking with some friends recently about that because back in the day, people would inherit silverware collections,
yes.
But real silver that was given to you on your wedding day, and you get four pieces, and then on your anniversary, you get another piece, and another, you know, and over the years, you'd have quite the collection, and then you inherit those now from your grandparents or your parents.
Yep.
And so, is it good to wait on something like that, or to go ahead and sell it?
I would say it doesn't ever hurt to get a price check. Mm-hmm. You know,
is that free if they come into your shop?
Yeah, free to get a price check. It doesn't cost anything. You know, because we're still going to buy it by its weight for the sterling silver flatware stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And on that note, it'll say sterling on it if it's
got the little insignia on it.
It'll
right?
say sterling, sterling.
Okay.
If it doesn't say that, 99% of the time it's not silver; it's just heavy silver plated, which they did even back in the 17 and 1800s. So,
oh my goodness!
Like people don't realize, you know, that. So, like, you know, we still like get stuff that's silver plated. But the sterling stuff, yeah, and it can add up quick, you know, like it's, I don't know, 64, 65 cents a gram right now, probably. And we don't resell it. It goes off to the smelters to never be seen again, and they turn it into whatever they turn it into.
Well, yeah, so it's hard when you're letting go of an heirloom, but
it is.
Nowadays, sometimes you need to.
If you can find places, you know, online that'll pay you like their quote unquote retail prices for it, that great, you know, go for it. But not many people in today's day and age care about that stuff.
And isn't it interesting? Because before it was kind of considered an investment in a way. That's why people gave them as wedding presents.
Exactly, exactly. And now we're just like, no, I don't need it.
Right, that's true.
Give me a gold coin instead.
So what are some other things that you've got going on at the store now and things that people are interested in?
Let's see. We are winding down our metal detector area. So I think Dad only has like 2 metal detectors left. And then we're going to be done selling metal detectors because he's really working on retiring.
Okay. This is your dad, right?
Yeah. Sure.
You've been saying that since I've been here.
I know. I've been saying that for at least 2 years.
Oh, my goodness.
But so he's really working towards retiring. And, you know, the metal detectors is just something that we're just kind of pushing to the side to just focus more on the coins and the collectible aspect of coins, you know, and all that. I don't need to focus my brain power on
All that. Okay.
On all that.
Well, we're talking with Stephanie Dodson. She is with Emerald Coast Coins. If you have a question for Stephanie, 850-437-1620. Okay. So what are the hottest items right now in terms in the collectible world?
So right now, Silver Eagles are always a hot collectible. Mm-hmm. They're the 2025s. They just came out. We have the...
What do those look like?
So on the front, they have the Walking Liberty.
Mm-hmm.
And... Sorry, I'll read that in a second.
Okay.
Dad texted me something.
He's listening.
Yeah.
Hi, Dad.
So he said, well, the metal detectors both come with pin pointers, which so when you're digging in the dirt, you know, it helps you pinpoint better. And that's an extra $125 value.
Okay.
So that's good. But so Silver Eagles, Walking Liberty is on the front, and then it's got like a flying eagle on the back.
Mm-hmm.
It's just an ounce of silver. However, you know, they're... not really, I guess kind of collectible, but they're just bought and sold for the, based off the price of silver.
Right.
So those are pretty cool. We also have the Year of the Snake, the Lunar Series, because this year's the Year of the Snake in the...
Chinese New Year?
Yes, okay. Chinese New Year. My brain was leaving me. And so we have those coins in. And ironically enough, they're made by the Perth Mint in Australia, but that's fine.
That's interesting.
They're so... pretty. They're
really?
Yes.
So you would buy one of those now?
Yeah.
And then see what happens?
Yeah. Those coins, you know, those are some that tend to be hit and miss when they go up or down in, you know, value. Like some of those Lunar Series coins from like previous, this is the third series they've done, are more expensive than the others. Like the Dragon from one is like a little over $100 last time I checked.
Wow. Okay. I've never heard of those before, but they sound really neat. You'll have to bring some in next time.
I think we talked about that and I forgot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So with graduations coming up now, tell me a little bit. I know that I got a dollar. It was a silver dollar, I guess, with the year of my graduation.
19. Yeah.
So tell me about some gift ideas,
so
too.
So those are great. Silver Eagles are the perfect idea for graduation. Mm-hmm. Now, some people will go further and give gold coins. That's fine. You know, do you if you can do that. But the Silver Eagles, we have little cases that go in that say, like, congratulations, graduate.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Okay. I didn't know you had that. Okay.
Yeah. So we have those. And those are just great little, you know, reminder gifts, like, hey, you did it.
Mm-hmm.
On that note, I had a customer call one time. They had graduated 4 years ago, and they had their graduation card from their grandparents out in the garage. And he was like, it says 1908. And it's a $20, and I'm like, that's a gold coin. And I can't even remember how much it was at the time. He's like, are you serious? It's just been in my garage.
Oh, my goodness.
So yeah, I'll be there in like 15 minutes.
Oh, that's hilarious. Yeah, you want to definitely check those things out. You never know.
Yep, so that the kids need to pay attention when their parents or grandparents give them something like that, mm-hmm. because it could be, you know.
Well, that coin in the jewelry box, you just never know.
Exactly.
Seriously. Yeah.
So, yeah, Silver Eagles are the biggest, you know, thing I think people give. And not just for graduation, honestly. When people come in for their first salute coins, you know, we're heavy military. Mm-hmm. So we'll get the
talk
first.
About, now, what is that? Talk about that.
Oh, I only know a little bit. I think that's something they give to the person who gives them their first salute, as I think how it works.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people, they go between, like, the Silver Eagles or the older, like, the Morgan dollars and Peace dollars. And every once in a while, they'll want, like, just the Eisenhower dollars that we had, like, in the 70s and stuff.
Oh, I have some of those. Yep. I have a couple of those. Yes, I do.
So, like, you know, but there's a little wide range of those, and I have a lot of people come in for those as well.
Huh,
it's
okay.
Just fun. Every time they come in, I'm like, I know what you're here for.
Another graduation.
That's it. When
graduation. There's all kinds of, I mean, whatever year it is.
Yeah. I think.
Be creative with it.
Yeah, and I think 25 is a silver year.
Don't look at me. She's looking at me like
I don't know, maybe. Okay. But yeah, but like, for, you know, there's just all kinds of little things like that.
Okay.
And I know I say Silver Eagles a lot. That's because, like, and we're in the beginning of the year, so we're fine. But when it gets closer to the end of the year, like I said last year, we'll start running out of the 2025. So I'm always like, grab them as soon as you can, even if you just tuck them away, because when it gets closer to the end of the year,
right,
they get scarcer.
That, of course. That,
like,
makes
perfect
sense.
I'd have people coming in right before the, you know, Christmas, and they'll be like, well, I need like 10. I'd be like, okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Well, we do have a question that came in on the text line from Paul. And this is a good one because we've talked about this before. Why shouldn't we clean the coins?
Ooh, so we should not clean the coins because that will take its value and diminish it. It's just like.
Why is that?
It's
because I like them all shiny. I think, oh, it's shinier the better.
Shiny is super great for something that's brand new, like a Silver Eagle.
Mm-hmm.
But like an old coin that could be worth thousands of dollars, if you took that coin and tried to shine it up, that's going to diminish its value. We want it to look as authentic and original as possible. Okay. Even if it's dirty, you want it to look as authentic and original as possible. You know, just like any antique that you get.
Mm-hmm.
You want it to be as authentic as possible.
Okay, that's good to know.
Yes, so don't clean it. Leave it the way it is. Even if you're like, well, I can't see the date, that's fine. I can usually figure it out.
Oh, that's great. Well, thank you for texting that in. If you have a question for Stephanie about coins and coin collecting, the gold market, anything of that nature, 850-437-1620.
Yeah. Oh, and I haven't even, like, we're just right up the street, too, like 1811 Creighton Road. We didn't even talk about where we were.
Yeah, that'd be a good thing. So 1811, and I go by you every day.
Yeah, 1811 Creighton Road. And our phone number is 850-473-1515. So if I don't know the answer here, you can always call and bug my brother.
you've talked about him quite a bit.
We have. Well, he's good with the foreign coins and stuff, too, which we buy a lot of foreign coins and currency. Most of that stuff we just buy, like, by the pound or by the little piece because they've devalued it, meaning they don't use it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of them have gone to the euro. So, you know, they don't use their liras or their Deutschmarks anymore. So we just buy it all by the pound, and people still come in and collect it.
Right.
They still think it's cool stuff. Now, and that goes back to the, you know, the internet and Googling. Like, you'll see something that says, well, this is an error. Doesn't mean it's an error for that coin because, you know, little things. It could be the wrong, you know, it could be like a 2 mark instead of a 1, or, you know, It's just a lot of research that you got to go into it. So I know people get upset sometimes when they come in and we burst their bubbles, but like, I'm just trying to educate you.
Well, you've got the real, you know, the facts. Yeah. So that's good. Then you have that knowledge and expertise. So that's invaluable.
And if we don't, we have a plethora of people we can go to find the answers.
Okay, here's another question on the text line. Uh-huh. Do you sell Florida Goldbacks?
I do sell Florida Goldbacks. I think I have all of them in the store right now, from the one half all the way up to the $100 bill, plus some of the other Goldbacks from the other states that came out with. They are so amazing.
So for someone that doesn't know, what is a Goldback?
So a Goldback is a thin sheet of gold with a beautiful picture on it.
Mm-hmm.
And what their purpose are is people are hoping that the states will take, you know, heed and start using them for like a bartering service. So like some places you can go into and be like, hey, I have a dollar gold back, you know, and whatever gold price is, like, I don't know, $6 or $7, whatever it is, you know, say, can I trade this for $6 or $7 worth of product?
Okay.
So that's what their hope and intent is.
Okay.
Now, a lot of us, like people like me, just buy them to collect them because they are beautiful. Like the $5 gold back for Florida is a pirate girl.
Oh, yeah. You mentioned that before.
Yes.
Okay.
And
that's pretty cool.
Amazing.
Okay. We're getting lots of texts now. 850-437-1620 for your questions about coins. What about a Susan B. Anthony coin?
She is a dollar. As long as the days are, she's just a dollar.
She's a dollar.
Dollar.
All right. And someone is asking, do you buy back gold jewelry? And if so, and I think you mentioned it earlier, but just in case you just joined us, how much is it per ounce or gram?
So I don't know those numbers off the top of my head. You'd have to call the store. It's 850-473-1515. Call the store. You can let them know like what carat you have. And if you have a weight, we can try and help you figure it out. Obviously, it's just a guesstimate until you come in. We don't take jewelry after 4 o'clock because we have to do paperwork for the police department. That is the rule. That is the law. And I'm not going to jail for
nobody. So what are your hours?
So we are Monday through Friday, 9 until 5.
Okay. All right. So now I have another question. I have a 6-coin set and a nice case of Silver Eagles, 1979 and 1980. And it says PSND after that. Approximately what would that set be worth if they're uncirculated? And then they say, sorry, SBA coins.
Yeah, Susan B. Anthony coins.
Yes.
Yep, that's okay.
Okay.
I was like, nope. So those are still, I know they come in a little package and they're all together. For me, right now, they are still just a dollar. They mass produced those coins. In that short amount of time, they mass produced those coins.
Uh-huh.
It's something you could hold on to. You know, it doesn't hurt.
It has to increase in value over time, wouldn't it?
Hopefully. Yeah. But they made a lot of those coins. You know, just like the presidential dollars they came out with recently. They made lots and lots of those coins. There's a wide rim and a narrow rim, which means the number is closer to the bottom of the coin for the 1979. But they made so many of those, like, they're like, oh, it's rare, but it's not because they made so many of them. I probably have a roll at the store right now that just sits there because I don't have anything to, I can't get rid of it.
Okay. Well, that answers that question.
There, yeah.
So thank you for texting us in. 850-437-1620 if you have a question about coins or a collection you might have. So what would you say now, because you do foreign coins as well and you do antique coins, what is the most valuable one that you have in the store now?
Oh.
Or would you consider to be your finest or most valuable?
I mean, probably the gold stuff's probably going to be the most valuable right now.
Mm-hmm.
We do have a 1955 double die penny, so it looks...
I heard about that.
Yes.
My dad used to look for those.
Yep, everybody looks for those. And this
and that's
one...
the little DD after the year. So.
Well, that, yep. And it, well, in the 55, it all looks blurry, basically. It's doubled. So we do have one of those, and that's a penny is like $2,200. So I guess, you know.
It is?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Oh, gosh.
But it's because of condition, too. So condition plays a part.
Oh, my God. I have a jar that has pennies, probably 1,000 pennies in
there
it.
There you go. Start licking.
Oh, I know what I'm doing this weekend. Especially if it's going to be raining on Saturday.
Right.
I might have to look for that double D. What other pennies are worth $2,000 just while I'm looking?
So technically, I mean, like the 1909 SVDB is not worth $2,000, but it's worth
more than a penny.
More than a penny.
Okay.
So that one's probably the other better one. that like the biggest ones I would look for.
Okay.
You know, you never know.
And we did talk about this one other time, but at one point I was given a coin collecting book.
Yes.
And that, especially I got one of the year of all the quarters of the states, mm-hmm. and those kind of things. If you have a full set now, you've gone around and you've collected all the different things. Does that have any value at this point?
No.
No, it just is what it is. It's just a collection.
Yep, it's okay. Just a fun collection. That's what they did to help get people back into coin collecting. And let me tell you, everybody, like it brought a lot of people back in.
I loved it. It was fun.
Yeah, it is fun to collect. Now, for like current quarters, I still talk about the 2019 and the 2020. They made W Mint, West Mint quarters.
Now, you what does that mean?
So we have Philadelphia, Denver,
okay.
P&D, and then this one would have a W on it for West Point. And you can only find those in change. I would gander a thought that they're probably not all been found. Because
okay.
people don't know to look for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, are they worth a lot of money? No, like $3 to $5. But it's more than a quarter.
That's true.
And they're still cool to find when you find them. I still look in my change for those quarters.
Okay, so tell them what we're looking for.
It's a 2019 or a 2020, and it's going to have a W mint mark under the date. It's going to have a W instead of a D or a P.
Okay, I'm going to be one of those people that's now going to look crazy because I'm going to be checking out my coins.
Like, when I get change back, my first thing, I open my palm up and I thumb through it real quick,
right?
And then I put it in my pocket.
Oh, that's funny.
It's such a habit. Even my boys do it. Like, everybody's trained in my house.
I love it. That's hilarious. So we're talking with Stephanie Donson with Emerald Coast Coins. If you have a question, 850-437-1620. So what do we look for this spring? What are some of the things now that are coming up?
Let's see. What is coming up this spring? Hopefully, price stabilization.
Wishful.
That's what I want to happen. Price stabilization would be so great. And, you know, just come in and talk to us
okay.
and see what your interests are. And we can help figure out, like, if you want to start a coin collection or I don't think there's, like, anything super pertinent that's coming out.
Right. Well, let me ask you this. Since I'm a little bit Irish and we got St. Paddy's Day coming up, do we have Irish coins available or things like that? I mean, I never thought about it till this moment.
Yeah, so funny. So in that we have, I was talking about the foreign coins. We have a big, huge bucket of foreign coins. There will definitely be Irish coins in there.
Okay.
Yes, for sure. And I love it.
For St. Paddy's Day, right
yes.
around the corner. Okay. All right. So give the hours of the store, where you're located,
yep.
phone number, website, all that good stuff.
So we are Monday through Friday, 9 until 5. We don't take jewelry after 4 o'clock. We're at 1811 Creighton Road, right up here past the Lanier Light.
Big sign. You
yep.
can't miss it.
On the right-hand side, coming from Davis.
Mm-hmm.
And Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. And my phone number, 850-473-1515 is the phone number. And you can call if there's something you're not sure about and you live far away. We do have a phone that I don't know the number off the top of my head, but we do have a phone you could text pictures to. Don't always get to it straight away because we are very busy.
Right.
But if you call and be like, hey, I sent that picture. Can you check it out? Like, just remind us and we can check it. We also have a Facebook page.
I was going to say, you have
yep.
a really good Facebook
page. We do have a Facebook page and you can message me on there. Again, like I try to check it at least once a day to see if I have messages. So
mm-hmm.
just, you know. You can always call me and be like, hey, like, I sent you a message.
And do you have on your website any photos of coins and things like that? Or your list of all the things that you do look at and collect?
On Facebook, yes. And the website, we are working on that one right now. So,
okay,
yep.
good.
Yep.
Good, good, good.
So it's down for being worked on.
All right. So when do we start Christmas shopping?
Now. I always say that. Start Christmas shopping as early as possible. I did so great last year. I probably started like in June. But,
right.
you know. Start Christmas shopping now. Put it in a place where you won't forget or leave yourself a note in your phone.
There you go. That's the way to go.
That's
for
it.
Sure. That's for sure. Okay, Stephanie Donson, one more time, your contact info.
Oh, 850-473-1515, 1811 Creighton Road, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5.
All right, dear. Thank you so much for coming in. It's
Thank
always fascinating
you.
To hear all the information you have about coins. Emerald Coast Coins, check them out. I got to get in there. I've been
yeah.
driving by all the time.
Yep.
So it's great to see you again.
Yeah, same.